see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today I am talking about traveling where you can have those authentic experiences, especially when you're going international or even right here in the U.S. where you might experience a culture that is different than your own. How do you go about experiencing that so that you get the most from it, so that you go back home and you can share those experiences with your family and friends? And hopefully you will have taken some friends with you on this trip. Now, I am talking with Antimo and Kirk, who are two travelers that love to go traveling. Antimo owns a company called Vumago, which takes people on these experiential travels. And Kirk is one of his clients that has gone on one of those trips with him, or several trips with him. And in the last segment, we were talking about how you can have those experiences. And I wanted to come back in this segment, Kirk, and ask you if you've ever done things like going to festivals, and did you feel like that gave you an authentic experience as well?
Yeah, on a recent trip with Antimo and Vumago, we went to a small town called Oria, which is just outside of his hometown called Manduria in southern Italy in the Puglia region. And it happened to be, coincidentally, we didn't plan it this way, but it happened to be at the time of the Festival of the Saint, which, of course, is a big religious holiday, and Italy is obviously a country with deep roots in Catholicism. I don't believe anyone in our group was deeply rooted in Catholicism, but we were in the town during that evening of the Festival of the Saint, and we were able to participate in this huge community gathering. And you could tell, even within the community, Anita, that there were people there who were deeply religious. There were people there who were just part of the community, and this event was part of the fabric of who they were, whether or not they shared some deep religious affiliation with the festival itself. So we were up at the big cathedral at the top of this town, which sits on a hill, this beautiful setting, and we kind of watched the beginning of the procession of this effigy of the saint being marched down through the winding streets of Oria, and we kind of witness that and participate in it as spectators. And then we go down to the bottom as they're doing their event. We grab dinner someplace. And as soon as we're done with dinner, we hear the town come alive with music. Well, the Festival of the Saints had concluded its pilgrimage from the town down to the bottom, and it became this great celebration of community and people and culture. And we walk out finishing our dinner and are greeted by locals who are just celebrating and including us in their celebration. So much so that one elderly gentleman grabbed one of our ladies that was there on the trip and just started dancing with her to the music in the town. And we ended up having just a fantastic time connecting on a very human level with people with whom we did not share language, did not share culture, and did not share anything other than our humanity and the experience of that moment.
So you mentioned dinner. So tell me a little bit then about how food and culture come together.
Well, after what Kirk said, I'm almost teary because it gives me great joy to see the emotion and feel how they felt on a very authentic moment that wasn't even planned. And to address the food, food almost in every single culture is a huge piece of their cultural fabric. And when you have an opportunity to go into someone's home and cook with them, it is a very different experience than these typical, I call it, foo-foo cooking classes that you can have in a nice restaurant or farm in Tuscany and all of that. Fun, anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's a different level when you have such an experience into a humble house and family that gives you everything that they have for their sense of hospitality, welcoming, providing, and sharing the stories that unravel while you're making pasta with a grandma or baking cookies and things like that. And then all of a sudden you're sitting and having lunch or dinner and you're looking at the watch and you realize, oh my God, we've been sitting for 3 hours and eating and laughing and cheering. And that gives you an opportunity to truly establish a rapport that goes much deeper than going to a restaurant and sitting down with friends and have a 2 hours meal entertained by the waiter at the restaurant. Great experience, amazing food, yes, but it's still leaving you at the surface of the culture rather than taking you deeper.
Right, right, right. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am talking with Antimo Cimino and Kirk Faulkner, who are sharing their experiences of traveling around the world, Italy in particular, and having these authentic cultural experiences. So let me throw out a couple of things where I feel that I have really had a chance to really connect with the destination and with the people and culture. And one of those is going and visiting markets and those street stalls. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, Kirk can tell you all about that.
If you stalk me on my Facebook page, you can see some of the photos from my trips to Italy and France with Antimo and Vumigo. And many of our experiences are going to local markets, just small community markets or big cities like Nice on our most recent trip this past September, October. But going to these markets and really experiencing farmers and artisans and craftspeople who are selling their wares in a very intimate way to their friends and family. And then we show up as travelers and get to participate in that experience and really a great connection with the community through those local markets. And you're buying, obviously, the freshest of foods when you're shopping for food and the finest of meats. You don't have to really worry about non-GMO or organic labels when you're at those markets because it's all farm to table.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing that I will add is another element of going to those markets, which in most of Europe is a daily experience, is actually you watch the locals and how they dress. The fact that they're not in a hurry, it's almost like a social scene for them where they meet neighbors and friends and they check in and talk and visit. So it's not just let's hurry up to the market, get our groceries and back to the house, but it's really a social interaction.
Now, a couple of other things as well. What about taking public transportation? When I've done that in other cultures, I feel like I pick up a little bit about the culture and the way of life there, the day-to-day life.
Yeah, absolutely. I invite most people that adventure on their own as well. We do take also sometimes the train to go to certain destinations, and that gives you another opportunity to look at how the local go about things and the conversation, you know, the nonverbal, sitting next to another person in the train and then bridging, you know, the two cultures because they go, oh, you're American, where are you from? And all of a sudden, you know, it leads into a 1 hour, 2 hours conversation about all sorts of things. And it's a very different conversation than the one you have if, for instance, you're staying in line to go to a museum and you're talking to some other people from the United States or Australia or Asia and about it. That's too a nice, rich cultural exchange, but it doesn't give you necessarily the insight into the local culture than adventuring to where the public is, the locals are.
Well, you've mentioned a couple of times about, you know, kind of going a little bit deeper into finding ways to experience that. What are some of those ways, Antimo, that we can go a little bit deeper?
Well, there is one key ingredient that you have to take with you when you travel, and that is a big dose of mindfulness. Mm. And what mindfulness is the ability to pay attention in a way that is connected, that has a sense of purpose, that it's in the moment, but above all, that it's non-judgmental. You cannot travel to another culture and get to with you your set of lenses and values and then try to impose them onto the culture you're visiting or expecting that things would work the same exact way as back home. You have to be humble and human to say, you know what, I'm going to my sense of curiosity and respect, be surprised, maybe inquire with the locals, how do you do things, why is that you experience, rather than making a series of judgments.
I love that definition. And actually, we need to take a break here, Antimo. And when we come back, I want to discuss a bit more about mindfulness and really what are some of the steps, because I think a lot of times we think it's just, oh, well, I'll just think about that a little bit and I'll respond. But a lot of times we end up responding in the way that we would respond in our own comfort zone or back at home. So when we come back, I want to dive really much deeper into that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about these authentic experiences we can have and how we can have them when we travel. Back in a moment.